The six bands of Chippewa in Wisconsin usually declare about 300 off-reservation lakes on which they might spear fish. Typically, they only harvest fish on about half that number. This year, the Chippewa say they've chosen up to 412 off-reservation lakes in the ceded territory of about the northern third of Wisconsin. Joe Hennessy is Treaty Fisheries Coordinator for the state DNR. He says tribal members want the option of some new sites.
Much like an angler would, you know, kind of look at a map and wonder, well, what's in that lake, or how might I do if I tried fishing there? A lot of the extra lakes are in the kind of the eastern and northeastern part of the ceded territory, and I think some tribal members just want to test new waters.
Hennessy says as called for under long-running agreements with the tribes, the DNR has no concerns about biological damage. The lower bag limits for anglers will be in effect until the end of May, then will be reassessed after the spearfishing season is over. Hennessy says last year spearfishers took the largest number of walleye since the mid-1980s state agreement, more than 30,000. He says it's too early to predict how many will be speared this year because of uncertainty about when the ice will be out of the lakes and how long fish continue to spawn. The DNR also says it's likely spearfishing will be going on when the inland waters fishing season begins May 3rd, so the department urges all anglers to be courteous and cooperate. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.